listener production. Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A man labelled a high-risk offender by police has now been charged after being located in Perth South. Tyrone Corbett spent 6 days on the run until his arrest in Bentley this morning. It's alleged he cut off his monitoring bracelet last week, and the 44-year-old is due in court tomorrow on 12 charges. Clive Palmer's latest legal case, launched under international trade laws against Australia, could be worth nearly $300 billion. If successful, he plans to spend any windfall on improving WA hospitals and starting a new independent newspaper for the state. Premier Mark McGowan has told Parliament he's not impressed.
Pure greed. Clive Palmer is the greediest man in Australian history. This is a man who once proclaimed he loved Australia.
A prisoner is due in court tomorrow, charged over the alleged murder of a fellow inmate. Ashley Brafeau was found unresponsive in his cell at Hakea Prison earlier this month. He was meant to be sentenced 2 weeks ago for luring a child to a Doubleview home. Ben Dawkins is vowing to support Labor in Parliament, despite the party trying to expel him over allegations he's breached 42 family violence restraining orders. WA's newest MP has been sworn in, replacing Alana McTiernan. But Mr. Dawkins, here on 7 News, has been questioned about why the ceremony has been held behind closed doors.
Is this a proud day for you, Mr. Dawkins?
Yeah, of course.
Why is it being done in secret?
I wouldn't say that's just one of the options. You can do it in the President's Chamber.
To sport, Fremantle's Nat Five has failed to pass a fitness test on his injured foot. It means he won't play in Sunday's derby, missing his second match in a row. While West Coast is sticking with the same side that won last weekend's game against GWS, it's added 5 players on its expanded bench list, including Elijah Hewitt. And the Perth Wildcats will be without a key player next season. Luke Travis has told the club he wants to explore options as a free agent. And they've also lost assistant coach Mike Kelly, who's the new coach of the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix.